was supposed to be exclusive, but...
Broadway in the old days, in other words, was supposed to be...
I'll say we have two or three of those districts that are classified as very nice neighborhoods. I wouldn't put them in the wealthy class. I mean, like the Kennedys or the DuPonts.
Well, the Moody's and the Seeley's, they had their house.
At that time, nowadays it's different.
But they're still on Broadway. They wrecked Broadway by making it commercial. But that was at one time.
Well, I said Broadway was, and 25th Street was at one time. But now we've got Cedar Lawn, we've got Colony Park, and it's different nowadays. But I don't think, I wouldn't call them wealthy neighborhoods.
Well, are there any areas in town that you could identify as middle-class neighborhoods?
Yeah. I would call those some of these middle-class. We used to be middle-class here.
What do you call this area? East End?
This is West End.
I mean West End.
Yeah, this is West End. Now, say it's depreciated now on account of some of the elements that are moved in the meantime. And this one-way street has reduced our... position, you might say. I would say we were in the average neighborhood, but now it's commercialized. The bank here and joints here, beauty parlors and joints over there and beer joints, and what are you going to know? Like all communities. They're moving out from like this expressway, this one-way street. This is a heck of a thing now. So that's what's happening.
Is there an area in town, where the extremely poor people live?
It used to be along the waterfront, yeah.
East End, too. Just turned out a lot of those houses out East End.
Yes, I mean, I'd say the waterfront, yeah.
Well, what about some of the local well-known landmarks?
That's a Strand there. We have
Strand.
The historical outfit now is coming into prominence.
Don't you think, as I said before, the Bishop's Palace is one of the big landmarks in that church?
Well, yes, we have some, yeah.
And
talked about a street of real areas. You have individual places, but this is an area where they're bringing back the old business houses that were built 100 years ago.
They're trying to restore.
Say if somebody were flying in from New York, where would his plane land around here?
Not at the airport.
The airport?
Yeah.
What, does it have a name or is it just called the airport?
Shoals Field. Shoals Field.
Shoals Field. I see. Well, what do you call this thing right here that you...
Rubber band.
Or something like that, but... you might use to keep, made out of metal, but you might...
Clip. Yeah.
You ever heard people call that a paper clip?
Yeah.
Gem clip. That's the name of a clip.
I see.
You see? There's a difference. It's a name of a clip, and then it is still a paper clip, right? What they call a gem clip. That's a... certain make.
Will you throw me out if I run about 10 minutes over?
No.
Okay.
No.
I think I can get through in about 10 minutes. What do you call the headquarters for the fire department? You call that the...
Fire station.
Fire station. What about the same place?
Police station.
Say if a person was arrested for public drunkenness and he couldn't get anybody to set bail for him, where would he probably spend the night?
In jail.
In jail.
I've never experienced that.
No. Well,